I first got involved with the Iditarod when a good friend, Todd Silber, invited me to come a couple of years in a row. I turned it down because I was too busy. And the third year, he said, if you don't go this year, you'll never be invited back again. So I came up thinking it'd be one and done and have come ever since. I'm here today involved as part of the river crew helping set up the checkpoint and getting the dog food out and the water on. And
why do you keep coming back?
I come back primarily because I love the scenery. The people are extraordinary up here. The mushers are incredible, and I love the animals, the dogs. One of my most memorable experiences is when I brought my entire family. So my wife and three kids got to come. Mm-hmm. So we had a family moment up here all together. It was just extraordinary. And the Northern Lights were out, and they danced from, I mean, as far as you could see, the Northern Lights. And to experience it with my kids was just extraordinary. So what I know for sure in life is that I'm not going to live here forever, and I got to take advantage of these opportunities as long as I can. I've been to all seven continents. Everywhere I go, I meet and greet and enjoy my time with the people. And the people in Alaska are just extraordinary. I just love it up here.